Oh, I love to teach the Word of God because it changes our life. In fact, one word from God, as I've heard it said many times, can change our life forever, as long as it's a word from God. Words do change things, but God's Word will change us and make us more like Him. And we need a word from the Lord today. I'm talking about the love walk, and we're on this topic because so many people feel they're walking in love. I've counseled married couples, and he will say, "I love my wife. She just doesn't submit. I do my part." Well, what is love? What is love? We find in the scripture that it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse number 5 that love is not touchy. It's not fretful and resentful. The Message Bible says love doesn't fly off the handle. New Living Translation says love is not irritable. Another translation says it's not quick-tempered. If it's not that and you do it, you're not walking in perfect love. God wants us to walk in perfect love. And I said that anger was God's ideal. It's a God-given emotion. But we must deal with anger correctly. We must release it even in a healthy way because it's an energy that has to be released. We don't suppress anger. That makes us sick. That's not dealing with anger. That's just poisoning yourself and you become depressed. Jesus was angry with the disciples. He was angry with the Pharisees, but he was not angry with the Roman soldiers that put him on the cross. Why? Because his anger was never self-seeking. Even though the root of all anger is a violation, it's when our rights are being violated. If that's what causes us to fly off the handle, but we don't seem concerned if people are lost and dying and going to hell without Christ, if it doesn't bother us that the kingdom of darkness advances and we give and do very little for the kingdom of God. See, our anger is all self-seeking. It's not God's love. Monday, it's going to be fun here on The Winning Life because I want to talk about things that push your buttons. And I believe marriages are going to be helped. People are going to be helped. I believe we can see change in our life for the good as we begin to walk in love. You know, another way to walk in love is to support what God is doing. Love what God loves and hate what God hates. That's the love walk. He's Alive Radio is a ministry I believe that God loves because it's reaching souls for the kingdom. I know it is. It's making a difference in lives every day. But it's our responsibility to do our part, whatever small part that is, to keep this ministry strong for the glory of God. I'm asking you, if you have not given in the last week or so, would you give today? Would you stand and help me and help the team here continue to do what God has put on our heart to do? Would you write to us today? He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. Or you can give online at he'salive.net. It will honor the Lord as you do give. In fact, how do you give to God? You give to His work. You give to His work. I want to pray for your giving today, but before I do, I want to share with you, when you sow into this ministry this month, in fact, every month you get a different coaching CD if you give a gift of $15 or more. When you sow into this ministry this month, we're going to send you a motivational CD. I sat down with Tim Polis, and he is a motivational speaker. I can say that. He's also that has the fire of God, the evangelist anointing upon his life, a revivalist. And he has a passion to see God's people healthy because, hey, we have no authority or no effectiveness in the earth as long as we're sick, diseased, or dead. We have to have this temple prepared to do the work of the gospel as we live in these last days. And it's going to take health, and exercise is part of it. Diet's part of it. Sleep is part of it. Having a Sabbath is part of it. There's so many aspects of being healthy. One thing that Tim Polis does as we talk is he motivates you. Many of you, the reason why you don't exercise is because you're not motivated to. Others of you is because maybe an injury. Well, he addresses that as well and addresses the fact there is something you can do. Wow, did you know that? Well, this will motivate you to stay on track, to stay on board and get those goals met and have a new you in 2013. We're going to send it to you. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, Thank you for our partners. Thank you for those that sow into the kingdom to keep Christian radio here in the tri-state. Bless the seed they've sown in the blood name of Jesus. And I thank you for increase back into their lives as they give. In Jesus' name, amen. Here's the address one more time. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. I will be back Monday. We're going to talk about hot buttons. Yeah, we all have them. I love you in Jesus.